I mean, are we ready to start? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm I'm always ready.
Five, I'm ready to join this cult.
Four. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Mazzani.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to episode number 81, where we take a look at the Nexium Group, whose leader is about to be sentenced in New York courts. And we also are going to talk about the recent discovery in outer space and Venus. Mm-hmm. So that's our show today.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Also, like, this is a non-Patreon episode. So
yeah,
if you guys enjoy the podcast, we have for just $3 a month, extra episode a week on the Patreon. The Patreon's faster. It's looser. It's
shoot more from fun. The hip. Time.
Shoot from the hip.
Yeah. You also get a 20% discount on merch. If you have a shirt, or album art that you like on our Instagram, if you want that on a shirt, if you want anything on a shirt, we'll make it. And you can buy it. You get 20% off our
posters.
Patreon.
You're watching us. Go ahead.
We've officially been doing the Patreon for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only lost one subscriber. And we were going to initially make fun of them, but then I was like, man, maybe they had some financial thing.
Yeah.
But then I was like, man, fuck that guy. You can't keep $3 for your boys out here.
Come on.
But I don't know. They might have just not liked the Patreon. But people seem to dig it.
Yeah. People are enjoying it, I think. So thank you to them.
And also, we'll try to swap out that Anchor ad often so you're not hearing me be like, hi, it's Sam Mazzani, and you're listening to Conspiracy Beer Me.
Now they get to hear it twice in one episode.
We started doing ads. But the ads are doing great. I'm about to move into a penthouse. We're making ones of dollars.
killing it. You can tell by Sam's hairline that is things
how
are going
dare
well.
You do this? I talked to you about this pre-podcast that I was made fun of at a barbecue.
Looks good. I think it looks good, man. Pull it into a tight ponytail on the back. Get that.
Dude, we should face swap and we can see what it's like.
That's how I wear it around the house.
Jugal look.
Yeah, hold on. I wear it around the house like that.
Oh, yeah. That looks great, man. It looks like you sort of know karate.
You shouldn't do ponytails, man. That's why you lose hair. It pulls your hair out.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's not how it works.
That's why there's so many bald female gymnasts.
It makes the hairline worse. You do a front ponytail. Pull it to the front. That's what you do to get it back. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, you should rock that look, dude. That looks,
there you go.
I look like I look annoying.
Yeah, you look. Yeah, you do.
I like it around watching the house, on YouTube. Though. Sam looks
If I go to a coffee shop and there's a seat next to you, I'm not taking it. Let's put it that way.
I mean, when you put it like this, it's like the hairline looks a little troubling.
Yeah. You should get that spray on stuff.
Get that.
It's at the point. It's close to like going over the edge.
You're losing it.
It's close to high
time. Yeah. It's not good.
Yep.
That's all
conspiracy right. Bald me coming up soon.
I know.
Right? I mean, when I wear it like this, it looks good because it kind of like conceals.
It looks very Ben Franklin, but like.
Oh, yeah. Founding father.
Yeah, like it's this thing. Like this is not a good.
Like a more gay Jewish Ben Franklin.
I sometimes like to wear it like a samurai while I play Ghost of Tsushima on my PlayStation.
Oh, that's cultural appropriation. Yeah.
So now I'm a samurai. I'm like
a Mulan kind of look. Or
now I'm a
Mulan.
I'm Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai.
That's good. Like Michelle Pfeiffer in The Inner City.
By the way, all the best samurais are white people. Thank you. I'm Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. Thank you. But yeah, anyway, so that was really enjoyable for everybody listening to the audio.
Well, listen. Before we jump into our main topic today, which is
you think I'm going bald?
I wear a hat.
I'm going to be able to focus on the podcast.
No, dude, you look great. You look great, man. Yeah. Looks fantastic.
You're blowing smoke.
No, dude, look.
I color corrected.
I wear a hat all the time because I
color corrected the webcam to make it look like I have some color. I had someone that was tan come in here, and then I selected their skin with a little paint. The Photoshop dropper, and I set that to white.
Yeah. Oh, nice. A little white balance.
My monitor.
And I come in,
bright,
and then it's like, look at this tan guy.
Let's talk. Let's use our voices since people can't see us. And,
people are
talking.
They could feel the vibrancy in the life and the light in our voice. Yeah, they can seem.
It's like an old timey radio show. Yeah, describe our environments.
So Big news broke, leaked out, I guess, kind of over the last 24 mm-hmm. hours, and it's coming out officially tomorrow, start of the news week. And they've been doing some tests in the atmosphere of Venus, and we now have confirmation that they have found biological matter in the atmosphere of the planet Venus, which I think people have long suspected that there's probably life on Venus,
yeah, women are from there.
Yeah.
Is Venus closer to the sun or further?
Further. Are you serious? I can't tell you.
I'm serious. It's Mercury. It's
Venus.
Venus. Mars?
No, Earth and Mars.
Why would I know this?
I don't know. It's just, I thought people just knew the
general. Oh, no, Venus, system. It's Mercury, then Venus.
What's the song? What's the song?
My very educated mother just served us 9 pizza points.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's Pluto. See, that's like a thing that they teach you that you don't need to know.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
For this specific instance where I was like, which one is it?
Well, we're the third rock from the sun.
Oh, yeah, that show.
You should know that.
Ask me the first one of the worst losses in human life in Halo. Yeah. Prior to the Halo games, what planet that happened on?
Okay. What planet?
It was Reach. It was Reach. Yeah. And wow, that was where that was the major turning point in the Human Covenant War.
Yeah, don't you remember?
Well, back in the real world, people have long suspected that Venus is probably just because of some things they've done with the atmosphere before. But I'll have to be honest, guys. I think this is not a big story for me. I mean, really? Let me clarify. It is for me.
Hmm.
I think that most people, like, they don't care that there's biological life. They want
a person.
They want a fucking talking thing. They want a Venus life person.
Is all the downside, none of the upside. Because it's just like you go there, like an astronaut lands there, and like, it's a contagious disease. Yeah. Fuck everybody back on the boat.
We've seen all the movies about it, for sure.
I mean, the only reason it would be big news to me is if
in Channel Space COVID.
Yeah. Is that if they were finally releasing this information as a way of sort of slowly disclosing a much larger thing, sort of desensitizing us to, like, we're telling you about this and we'll tell you about
next week
that.
They find a leg.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, we've been kind of
it's a whole body.
Yeah, that would be big news. If we thought that was going on, I think that's big news.
Okay. Well, here's what I find interesting about this. So
tough customer over there.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
He's like, I know, because I'm like, man, that's it.
I feel like it's pretty big science, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Big science, everybody. Found some shit in
found
the
some
Venus
shit.
Air.
What's up? Yeah.
I work for NASA.
High five. So it says that they either they found phosphine in the atmosphere, they said, which is a very stinky gas, which is either man-made or created by basically farts.
Okay.
And are microbes. But the third option is it could be neither of those things, and it's something we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
So there's always
That's always an option. In
right? It's probably farts.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's little farts float around Venus. It's like rotten eggs. It's like when you fart.
Oh, it's so funny. You just land there like, oh, what the fuck is that? Oh.
They're like, Mark, I told you to hold it.
Oh, it's in my eyes. Jesus, just fuck.
Venus is the planet that is closest to the Earth. I mean, Venus is really close. I mean, it's so
gaseous.
Yeah, and I just...
Is Mars further the other way?
Yeah, the other way.
Mm-hmm. Venus is really close. You can see Venus.
We've been looking the wrong way.
Me too.
Like, we got to go further away because it's colder. And we're like,
well, the thing about Mars
is
Mars is, you know, a more terrestrial planet with what seems like an atmosphere we might be able to, like,
Venus
build
Venus is all gas, right?
Yeah, it's all gas.
Venus is all gas giant.
No floor in that thing.
We don't know that, though, right?
I mean, I don't know.
A Wakanda, like, blast through the gas, it's like killer down there.
Yeah.
See, I was
thinking this pod never gets old.
We were talking about Wakanda. I was talking to a friend about Wakanda, and I was like, man, how did the Wakandan people explain to the other black people what they were up to while the world was just taking advantage of black people?
Oh, yeah. They were just like, you know what? We shouldn't get involved.
Good luck, everybody. But
we're gonna stay here with our advanced technology. Good luck at the being a slave by the. Oh, sorry about Jim Crow. That's a real bummer. But anyway, we could shoot lasers out of these staffs we built. It'd be really great if you guys came and helped us out. Like, you know, the thing is,
we're too busy building armor for our rhinoceros.
Yeah, exactly. Check out this cool vibranium suit we built. Anyway, good luck with those protests in Selma. We're not going to be able to help with that at all. I just thought that was pretty funny. You know,
That is true, though. Why didn't they?
That was what the whole movie was kind of about, right?
It was, not in a funny way.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny. It was like, you know, here's my spin. They're like, yeah, meanwhile, he's playing with like a hover disc and people are getting hosed down in fucking Mississippi. And he's like, man, you know, tough break over there, man.
That's the outtake of the Black Panther movie is they have like a court gesture that's just Sam. And he's like, hey, why are we helping everybody, guy?
Yeah.
Bring my court jester in to entertain us with his crazy ideas.
I'm the one and only white slave they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, how's
I
just thought that was interesting. I was thinking about Black Panther, and I was like, damn. It's kind of – because, I mean, Warmonger was right. Is that what the guy's name?
Yeah, Killmonger.
Killmonger. Yeah, he kind of was right.
He kind of had –
He's like, why are you helping out other black people? And then Black Panther's like, because we do not actually care. And you're like, okay.
Well, great. That's helps me not.
By the way, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Pretty
sad. I also didn't know he didn't actually talk like that in real life. That was I'm gonna 100% cop to that racism. I was just like, I thought that was his voice. I'm being honest. I thought that was his real accent. No,
that's fine. Sometimes you don't know.
I mean, he is in other movies, and I thought he was doing an accent in those movies.
The story, Shane.
Yeah, is that I'll be curious.
If more comes, I think it could be groundbreaking. We'll certainly come back to it for another episode if it turns out to be a bigger story than it seems right now. But it is a big story. I mean, we have been actively searching on Mars for decades for biological material. We found none.
Yeah. Found a fossilized microbe at one point.
Yeah, they did. Found some carbon, which means that there might have been life. If there was life, they killed it. And that's why there's carbon.
What do you think Jewish Wakanda would be like?
I'll let the Jews speak to this.
Is that just Israel?
Israel. It's probably some like weird place in Brooklyn that you go in through like a mosque and you come out into like some really nice area.
You're describing Gringotts.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
I could see Jewish Wakanda sitting the Holocaust out. That feels very Jewish to me.
Oh yeah,
It's not a problem. You know, we here and they're there, and you know, never the twain shall meet. But when when I think of, you know, Black Wakanda, you kind of hope that they transcend that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking about these days. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Well, let's look at our next. Microbe. Let's look at our main topic for today.
Oh yeah.
Which is awesome. If you're not paying attention, you may have missed this, but there was a self-help guru named Keith Raniere who founded a group called Nexium, and he is going to be sentenced in New York courts for human trafficking in the next couple weeks. And HBO has just started releasing episodes of a show called The Vow, which is about members of the group told by people who defected late into the game. And it's a pretty interesting documentary series, but the story itself is really fascinating. I mean, the group Nexium, it's spelled NXIVM, which, by the way, that's red flag number one for
me. Roman numerals, get the fuck
out of
here.
I thought it was Nixvim.
Yeah, I mean, like, somebody came to me and was like, you want to join Brett Favre? I'd be like,
I'm cool. Also, how did they not get sued for that name? That's a drug heart.
Yeah, it's a heart medicine, right?
Yeah. Is it really? Yeah, Nexium.
NEXXIUM.
Yeah, yeah. It's purple with three lines and
How do we know that, man? That's good branding.
Yeah, they got us. Have heartburn.
So Keith, just as a quick background, Keith Raniere is a kind of a a guru of sorts. He took an IQ test back when he was pretty young.
How much of this is proven stuff? Is this stuff he says?
Well, here's the thing.
Right,
the
I'll IQ let you test. Go. I'll let you,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
Let
he you took an IQ things. Test that was this kind of like new kind of IQ test, and he scored insane. It was an unsupervised, untimed IQ test, and he scored a 240 on it.
Okay.
And the Guinness Book of World Records listed him and two other people as having the highest measured IQs in the world.
Oh.
So.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's a good book to be in. That's
so that kind of built his reputation. And then he slowly over his youth kind of cultivated this idea that he was kind of a savant, you know, that he was a concert pianist.
I'm an idiot savant, okay?
I'm an idiot savant in that I know a lot about different idiots. That's my savant tree. I'm like, yes. Yes. Forrest Gump, born in 1954. I'm what they call an idiot savant. I know much about idiots.
Well, Richard Nixon, President Trump.
So he, let's see, what else? He said he could speak fluently at age one. He spoke multiple languages. He was a concert pianist. Like, he had all this kind of like this lore about him. And he started a company. He was a computer programmer and a scientist, and he started a company. He got involved in Amway, and then he started, he learned from Amway, and then he started his first company, which was extremely successful, but also was eventually prosecuted for being a pyramid scheme. So he shut that down.
Well, come on.
You offer good products, you sell some.
Someone's always at the top, and then there's more people as you go down. Isn't every business a pyramid if you look at it like that? Also, before we get further in this, I just would like to point out that this man is very short, and I will support him in accomplishing such great heights at such low heights. As a short person myself, I feel like
me too.
I can't help but look up to him in his ability to overcome honestly one of the worst types of prejudice that exists in this world.
Absolutely,
heightism. But a lot of people talk about racism and sexism, and I honestly think that those pale in comparison to the type of discrimination that people face that are short. And
absolutely.
So I just would like to, you know.
Well,
now you
did, look. He did well for himself. Let's not.
He did.
So
yeah.
He failed at another company, and then he met this. You know what? I actually read the story about how he met this woman who was his partner. And this is awesome. Is that he was dating this girl, and she went to her therapist and told him all the stuff he was doing. And she's like, let me help you. You're dating a sociopath. Oh. And she's like, well, would you talk to him? And so Keith goes in to talk to this psychiatrist. And after like an hour session, the psychiatrist is like, no, he's right. I'm gonna start working with him. Yeah. So she becomes, and she takes his ideas,
turns the fucking psychologist against your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's A plus genius. Maneuver.
Yeah. So now he's got this woman.
Work for me now.
Well, that's what he did.
It's like Ozark.
They move up to Albany, outside of Albany, New York, and they start this group called Nexium. And it's billed as sort of a self-help group. And it was kind of weird. And let me just say this, though. And if you guys saw some of the show, you'll see this. It's like the introductory thing was this executive success program. They called it ESP. And it was basically a five-day intensive.
Right.
And the modules the psychiatrist worked on with Keith's ideas was to essentially free you from the limiting ideas that keep you from being your best self. And honestly, if you listen to like what they do.
I signed up.
I was into it. I was ready to go.
Like, I was halfway through. I was like, I mean, I don't know about all these women complaining about whatever. Yeah. It seems like the guys are doing pretty well.
Yeah, this
sounds
dope.
Like it's for the, it sounds like this is for the fellas.
Yeah, well, that's right. Boy Scouts, that was the kind of that was kind of the hook, this thing called ESP. And they do this thing where they call it EMing, which is, I forget what that stands for, but it's like.
Yeah, I forget. I actually don't.
Yeah, they said it.
Emotion management, maybe?
It's something about, when you have an emotion, they look at the root of it and try to get you to unlock from whatever is causing that emotion so that you can deal with it with ration.
It is funny because, like, if you've had any basic, like, amount of psychotherapy, it's all just that repackaged in a way that, you just do in front of people. Like, it's just, like...
Right. Which is more like, powerful.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's just, like... It's like, so we're going to work through, you have a fear that's rooted in something that happened to you. So we're just going to talk about it in front of 30 people. And you're like, that's just what psychotherapy is. Just not with the 30 people.
You
just
talk to or it's improv single, if it makes people
or
laugh.
It's improv. You're like, well, I went through a really tough time. Like, well, imagine you went through the tough time, but you were also on a, can I get a suggestion? A submarine. Go. Yeah. You're like, Dad, please don't leave me. It's all cold and water out there.
Shut up, you bitch.
Okay. This actually is
you're
really
hurting
relevant.
Mom. Also, we have to release the ballast so the submarine could surface.
And the audience is like, this is hilarious.
They're like, what is this?
Well, to add to your point, Sam, I think what's also really interesting is that due to some early converts to the program, one of whom was who features prominently in the first couple episodes of this TV show we referenced, Mark Vicente. Mark Vicente was a documentary filmmaker who made the 2004 or 5 film What the Bleep Do We Know, which is a great film. I actually really like that.
Oh, you've seen it? I've not seen it.
It seems so the name and like the clips they showed from it and all the art around it seems so cringy to me.
Oh yeah.
It just, and also the fact that he calls it What the Bleep, and I'm just like, just fucking say it, dog.
It's
the N-word. Say it.
That movie
would be crazy if that was the actual working title.
Like, what is it? What is it? Like, what the fuck? Cool, he's like, it's actually the N-word. You're like, ooh,
that movie just talks about like the interlap of spirituality and science, which was right up Keith Raniere's alley, and it's what drew Mark Vicente to him.
What's interesting about that real quick is I watched a documentary on YouTube, a totally different scientist and a totally different Indian guru, and I watched it yesterday, and then this thing pops up. So I'm how is this all happening at once?
Is it racist to call yourself a guru if you're not Indian?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
that's
so
an Indian.
There you go.
I got to say, anybody working at any of those tech companies needs to chill
out.
Chill
out on that guru.
Canceled and racist. Thank you.
So my point, though, is that Mark Vicente and a woman named Sarah Edmondson. Sarah Edmondson was kind of a struggling actor who had gotten some parts in some decent shows, but was kind of struggling.
Not really? She's in a bunch of bullshit ass TV shows. She's like, I got bit by a vampire.
Look, she's doing way better than most actors.
I'm doing horrible.
Yeah.
Before we get it, I want to just point, I think the biggest thing that makes the therapy work is that it's very expensive. So then you make it work
absolutely
in your head.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you pay like $5,000 for classes, you're like, these classes were very helpful.
They're worth it. Yes.
I think what adds to this is that through Mark and
like
Sarah, they start recruiting heavily from the sort of Hollywood actor community. And that's where I'm saying that you really, really have ripe subjects for this kind of
performative
therapy.
Yeah, but they get all of Scientology's scraps.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
think about
this
cachet Scientology has, and you look at the Ed Nexium people, and you're like, the background character from the first Star Wars prequel? Like, that's your fucking star power here?
Think about hobnobbing.
Jabongus, the Padawan? Who gives a fuck about her?
Yeah, that's right. That Bonnie was like
she's background Padawan number 3, and you're like, she's like, yeah, she's famous. She's like,
wasn't she Luke's
she?
Aunt?
She was Luke's aunt. Yeah, she was.
Okay.
My point though, Sam, is that if you take someone who's like, my career's not going well, I'm really frustrated, I'm blah blah blah, and then someone says, you know what? Give me 5 days. Give me 5 days of your life. I want to take you to this thing, and if you don't like it, you can walk away anytime. but I think it would change your life.
I gave improv 10 years. I get it.
Yeah. And then you go up there and
they didn't even tell you you were going to make your life better. They just said they were going to teach you how to heighten any situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, I've ruined a lot of relationships.
Like, oh, she's pregnant. And she's like, and you're a werewolf. You're like, no, but she's going through labor. Like, and he's a ex-pilot. And you're like, can you just get her to the hospital?
And honestly, there's a scene in the show. And by the way, because Mark Vicente was a documentary filmmaker, the people that ran Nexium were like, this is great. We want you to document everything.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Because they thought that Keith was like like a shaman. They thought like someday this is going to be studied and it's going to change the world. And like, we want to have a record of this. So he taught other members to how to make films, and he was making film, and he recorded everything.
Literally
so
every conversation he had.
You're able to like watch this in like real time going back into like early, like 2009, 10. And it's just, but there's a conversation Keith has at one of their volleyball games, which are so weird because
How does this company not have a legal department who's like, yeah, we should not have him film some of this stuff?
Yeah, right. They did
These
not
clearly
have a lawyer
crimes
involved at all. Like,
you're clearly committing crimes here.
Well,
it's,
especially
no good.
Because at these late night volleyball games in Albany, they had these volleyball games that started at like 10 o'clock and went all night.
No, it was midnight. Not midnight,
midnight
to
7 a.m. Yeah.
Like, and apparently Keith slept all day and then he just was up all night and he kissed everyone on the lips, especially
awesome.
The women.
Hilarious.
Which again, no lawyers in this company.
I mean, the French are close to that.
So
how weird is it the first time he did that to somebody?
And they're like, oh.
it's like, I'll see you later.
Okay.
And then he walks out of the room. He's like, "Is that a thing he's doing?" He's like, "I've never seen him do that yet."
You know that. People are like, "You're gonna meet Keith, just so you know."
Yeah,
kisses everybody on the lips, men, just women. Yeah, but there's only women.
None of us got herpes.
Okay, yeah, but 100%
kiss somebody and then played it off, and then has to kiss everybody now. That's exactly how it happened.
That's
he's like, all right, it was good to see you. Down. Kisses her on the mouth. And then everybody's like, dude, what the fuck? And like, that's my thing. Come here, Mike and Steve and George. And I kiss everybody on the lips. And nobody, this isn't a sex thing.
Yeah.
This isn't a sex thing, okay?
And of course, one of the people like have like a mouth that's real gross that day. And he like has to be like,
I kissed him. You didn't touch my lips. Like, no, I did. Yeah, I did. Kissed. We touched. He's like, he didn't. I didn't feel you. He's like, it was. I have to go. This guy's so funny. I was so captivated by how hilarious he is. But
look, if you're sitting home listening to this, or driving your car, and you're trying to imagine what this dude looks like. Like, I'm pretty sure you're imagining the wrong thing. Because, as Sam said, he is short. He is not athletic looking.
No. Although he does wear a headband when he plays volleyball.
He looks like if they took Stephen Hawking and then they put him through the Captain America program, but he only made it like halfway.
He's like weirdly
muscular, but also not at the same time. And,
right, and he starts out in the early years with like a ponytail, like a bad, like
so funny.
And then it gets like this wavy hair, and he wears the same kind of weird polo shirt almost every day.
Sean asked if
like
play him.
He looks like Steve. I was thinking, especially from when he was older, Ben Stiller.
Oh yeah,
Ben Stiller. But yeah, he's a. Yeah, it's just an odd looking dude, and he's at these volleyball games, and there's
he's drowning in pussy, dude.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Wild.
Yes. It's
crazy.
It's like four dudes and then like 30 hot B-list
just
Hollywood
fawning
women.
Over him.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're and like
and then he's just talking about he's like, yes, and the thing about black holes is that the energy really just comes from nobody really knows. It's a thing that I would like to learn more about. I'm very curious. Anyway, who wants to let me eat their pussy tonight?
and then
they're like, me.
Oh, yeah, all of
like,
nuts.
This woman walks up to him and is like, how do you hit a volleyball far? He's like, well, what you want to do is just hold it right here.
Yeah, I was just watching.
Oh, that's like the main lady, yeah.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh. He's like, see, that really worked for you. And she's just hanging off, dripping on his words. It's
yeah,
so...
Yeah, there's a guy. They didn't mention this in the documentary, but they spent he had a janitor that would just go that they paid $90,000 a year, and his job was just to mop up after all the women.
No way.
They would talk to him, and then they would just ruin the gym floors, and he'd be like, "Oh, teach me how to tie my shoes. Oh, I'm gushing." And then the guy comes in like, "Uh-oh, looks like another pussy stain." And then, oh my God. He was a white guy, by the way. Just the voice
was a little. He says something at one of those volleyball games, and they say like he would just hold court. He would just hold court, and he says, like, our goal is to turn off a lot of people right up at the start.
Right.
He's like, you don't want those people.
He's like, so we are intentionally
anybody
like,
smart or that might be discerning. We like, get him out of here.
Yeah, get him fuck out. He literally says that. He's like, we want to turn them off immediately because they don't want to work with us. We don't want to work with them. We make it
obviously a scam, and the people that are stupid enough to not see it. Welcome to the team.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You mean that improv is just talking? Oh, wait. You're out. Okay. You're out. You don't believe
this. Hey, shut up. You don't get it. Yeah. Get him out. I was just asking you a question. No questions. Not until day four do you ask questions.
No buts.
A single black person in this entire cult.
No, of course not. Black people don't do cults, I don't think.
That too, but I was thinking how funny it was. I was like, okay, so they're like closeted racist. Yet, by being racist, they are sparing the people they are racist against suffering by not making them part of the cult.
Interesting.
What a weird permeation of that.
In being so racist that you wouldn't let black people into the cult, you're helping black people by not letting them into the cult.
Yeah, you're not subjecting them to your bullshit.
You're actually
you're doing good. Well, your racism has become, if you have a bad organization and then you're racist about letting people into it, you're honestly positively being racist.
Yeah. Because, so there is an upside sometimes.
Like, there's no black Nazis. At the time, they're like, why can't I be a Nazi? It's not fair. I want to be a Nazi. You guys seem like they have, like, before they knew all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
It's really racist. They only let black people be Nazis. And then afterwards, black people are like, whew, dodge a bullet on that one. That would have been not good.
Other than, getting persecuted and killed.
Well, interesting about the Nazis, as you mentioned it, and this is a little ahead of where we were going to talk about, but is what happened in this is that increasingly there was the mark that was presented to the masses who was rational and scientific and brilliant. And then there was this inner circle mark who had crazy ideas that were not, because Nexium.
What's up with that lady though? Cause that old lady seems like she's like,
which one? The
like right-hand woman,
right-hand woman. She seems like she's getting off pretty scot-free here.
Well, she created there's the business side of Nexium, which again was a self-help executive success program with multi-level marketing. And she designed the modules for that. And she was very much in the business. And then there was this secret part of the organization where Keith was surrounded entirely by women.
DOS.
Yeah, we'll get to DOS in a minute. But it was in that secret world that
The secret pussy getting part of the organization where I get a lot of pussy. I mean, we need to keep this pretty secret though.
Welcome to the wet spot. You know, don't call it that. Call it something more scientific so that people don't know.
Now entered the inner sanctum called the clitoris, and we are the clitoris group. And listen, you're gonna have a lot of sex with me, and it's gonna seem kind of like I'm taking advantage of you, but just remember you're improving yourself. And and if you don't like it, we'll excommunicate you from all your friends you've made over the past 7 years. But you can leave at any time. You can leave at any time you want.
Well, that part.
I want to start a cult, dude.
Watching this makes it seem like a step.
So easy,
guide.
Dude. Yeah, this guy's not even that smart. He's like, I'm a piano virtuoso, and then they show him playing piano in episode
he's like
two.
Chopsticks.
I'm like, this guy sings.
Sing with me, and she's like la 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 la.
And he's down. He immediately is like, oh, fuck, I know all the rumors about me. He's like, I mean, I used to be pretty good. I knew a couple songs really, really well like 10 years ago. Anyway, here we go. And you're like, oh, Jesus, this guy sucks.
Well,
man, incredible.
So funny.
Well, he had these crazy ideas that he only kind of revealed in the inner circle, because that woman who ran the business side, she knew those would not work. I mean, for the
I mean, they were, like, they were,
everybody that's not,
they were
hot,
a million dollar business, like, multi-million dollar business. Yeah. But one of his ideas is that all the leaders of Nexium were reincarnated Nazis who had been reincarnated to come back and do good in the world.
Why? That's why there weren't blacks.
That's an interesting twist.
Yeah. So that's what.
Wait, who said this?
He thought that. They were, yeah.
He's like, so I think we're all reincarnated Nazis. Let me finish. To come back and right the wrongs we did.
That's right. Because we feel
bad. That was his whole thing.
We
is
feel
that he
bad.
Thought,
but we are Nazis.
He also had a deep fondness for Ayn Rand and her philosophies. And
yeah, she's, yeah. Anybody that's into that is highly dumb. Annoying.
Yeah. Well, so the executive success program that we mentioned is part of this sort of multi-level
marketing. All reincarnations of Charles Manson.
Yeah.
But we're trying to apologize.
We're fixing it.
Why would you, what is this?
So what happens, I don't know if you guys, I had a family member who was involved in a cult like this for a while. So I have some familiarity with it, but Nexium had very similar things to typical cult structure, including like it's very highly structured. So you come in as what's called a student. And once you complete certain tasks, you get, you get on your sash. Everyone's marked with a sash.
It's like karate.
He just stole karate belts. And then he's like,
but he made them sashes.
Whatever you warm around your neck.
Yeah.
Get this, karate, but gayer. And you're like, okay.
It's a sash. At least it wasn't like cross.
But it's like the shortest sash ever. Like,
it's an ascot. It's a fucking ascot, like, dude. You're getting
what is like, this isn't short. It doesn't go with my outfit. That was funny.
Yeah,
so,
it's like.
So you get stripes.
The worst of your concerns. You're like, it's it's a little clashy. And you're like, okay. Meanwhile, there's like women being held in basements. So you fucking chained the goddamn wall. I mean, like, you can't have any more calories today. You're like, this sash is kind of ugly though.
This is an ugly ass sash.
So they have these. And so what happens is like, you want to move up, and the main way, like every multi-level marketing scheme that you move up is by recruiting people. Right. So as you recruit people, you go from like student, I don't know what the next one was, eventually to proctor.
They had a very like web 2.0 looking like website thing where it's like it was like student and then it was student, coach and then it was proctor and then it was like elevated proctor or something like that.
And it looked like when you change a character in video games, it was like
a little bouncy. It had like, it's like you have reached 17 of your 24 integrations.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of integrations, you know, the one thing they didn't want to integrate was Nexium.
Yep.
Well, at the top of the pyramid is this woman.
We're opening Black Nexium. And,
shouldn't it just be Nexium?
You're like, no.
and
very sorry.
Woman who ran everything was known as Prefect.
Right.
And then they made everyone else call Keith.
Vanguard,
which is really her name was Salzman, I think, or something.
It's not even they. He made them call him Vanguard.
He made them. He made them call him. And as you got more into this, again, it's like every multi-marketing, like cult like thing. Like you spend more and more time with them, right? Like if you want to move up, like you're like, you should come to this retreat and you should do this and this will really help you and you should pay for this. And so, lots of people are spending a lot of money. And they're not getting a lot out of it all the time. And
at the risk of this being a bad take.
Okay.
I think this is what happens when people do not get laid early enough in life.
That's true. I got laid very late and I thought about it.
I think if you have a certain inclination and you do not get laid soon enough, you will become a psycho who develops a cult designed around getting laid a lot. No, but that was not initially. That is a guy who got laid in his late 20s and is like, pussy's amazing. I'm going to build a cult around it.
He's just Chris D'Elia.
No, if you read his biography, the stuff out there about his biography, he was manipulating women in high school. He got compromising information on them, and he would. One girlfriend said that he said it was something like, it's like a pill, and I can spill it at any time and poison your life.
Collateral.
And he would get this collateral. He learned about collateral very early on, And he would even call this one girl and leave messages on her voicemail, like pill. I have the pills, and like mess with her mind. And one of them committed suicide. He messed with one woman so long she killed herself.
This guy's crazy.
He had a there's a better term for this, but he just had he had grandiosity. Like, he thought because of this IQ test and his parents, he really genuinely believed that he was the savior of the world.
That's the whole thing about gifted programs. They told me I was gifted when I was in third grade, and then I stopped trying, and now I'm functionally an idiot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who benefited? They're like, listen, we're putting you in the smart class because you're smart. I'm like, I don't have to try. And they're like, yeah, you're basically a genius. I'm like, fantastic. And then I just, by the time I got to like 10th grade, I'm like, I cannot do math because I thought I just knew how to
That's
do
me.
It.
That's me.
Guys told me I knew too. How to do it. You said I was a genius. And they're like, you don't know how to do calculus? I'm like, I'm fucked. What do we do?
We didn't have AP, but I would have been the same way. They're like, this kid's a genius. He can't pass algebra, but he's a fucking genius.
Yeah,
well, you know, they did.
You stop trying.
I gave up a long time.
Put me in the special class and help me. Tell me to claw my way out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do. You take the smart kid, you put him in special, and then he's like, then he's a superhuman by the time he gets out of there.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're in the White House. Otherwise,
this is my Nexium. That's what I'm starting. I'm starting a cult where we take kids and we put them in special class who aren't special.
Yeah, and get them later.
They become geniuses. And make sure they have sex early so they don't become psychos.
Yeah.
Imagine how good of a student you would be as a regular kid, but like in a special ed program. And they're just
But if you're really smart, though, it'll be like torture, and you'll go to like any length to prove how smart you are. Like, look, I built a mini nuclear reactor. Just put me back with the regular kids. Yeah. And you're like, all right, fine. Thank you.
Well, the back to the Nexium thing is that Keith Raniere, he had this idea that he was the savior, and to add legitimacy to his endeavors, he actually managed to get the Dalai Lama to come.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So funny, because just shows how like not plugged in the Dalai Lama is and how much full of shit he is too.
It's like, what do you live in a mountain house?
Way worse. It's way worse than that because it wasn't in the documentary.
Dude's,
but I was
dude's
like,
taking like Lockheed Martin fucking money. He's like, where am I today? Anyway, we love Lehman Brothers. They're so great. Anyway, I'm the Dalai Lama. Anyway,
Let me set the stage for the Dalai Lama. So the Dalai Lama came, and in many ways, it legitimized Keith's teachings. And he wrote a book, and the Dalai Lama wrote the preface for it.
Damn.
And like, people really saw it. So he was out there, and his followers were on TED Talks.
Dalai Lama a creep?
No, I don't think he's a creep.
No, because didn't he recently say, he's like, I think the next Dalai Lama's got to be hot.
Really?
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. I remember that.
You remember? I think it was the Dalai Lama saying, "My next incarnation better be hot, because no one's gonna pay attention." I'm almost positive this happened.
I know. Like, we have the shared memory of that.
This is the best lie ever. If it didn't happen,
the Dalai Lama girl.
I don't know if it was the Dalai
Lama against the Dalai Lamas.
I don't think.
The Dalai Lama apologizes for attractive female successor remarks. He's like, "Yeah, I think the next Dalai Lama is gonna be pretty hot. She's gonna have huge
double tits,
fat ass.
Oh my god."
And they could hear the message. Anyway, I'd like to be around to see that, don't you think? Wah, wah, voom. Am I right on the Dalai Lama? Ooga.
Well, you're like, what the fuck
is this guy?
So what happened?
Look at the tits on that Dalai Lama, am I right? You're like, what happened to you?
Where the vow comes about is that from very early on, Keith used his powers of persuasion with women and manipulation to gather together very, very devoted women to him, including some very wealthy sisters who were the heirs to the Seagrams.
Yeah, that was kind of a nuts wrinkle.
That fortune, yeah. So they had been funding him. Apparently, Keith had a lot of problems with trading stocks. He lost like $70 million one year trading stocks.
Like somebody I know.
Yeah, they covered his
stocks.
Covered his losses.
And Keith just losing like, I thought the market only goes up.
I was reading the candles.
So, I think it was just his hubris. Like, he just thought that he could figure it out. And he failed miserably.
Yep.
So he had this group of like this inner circle of women. And then he got a couple of them including Ally Mack, who is an actor who was on Smallville.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, the star power. That's the peak of the star power.
Yeah, they're not Tom Cruise level. They're fucking
Science. No, I mean, no, they're not licked.
Right, but what I'm saying is, for every mega star out there, there's like 1,000 Allies. So you're pulling from a much deeper pool of people. That's and those are people
probably worth 1/1,000th of a megastar.
Yeah, but they're also they're damaged goods. They're insecure. They feel not successful. They feel like failures. They're easier to like to loop. I mean,
yeah, I get it.
I mean,
I get it.
So
and that's where she is, and I'm fucking even further down the fucking line.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah,
we're such
failures that we're skeptical of this stuff, right? Because we're just like, I don't believe any of this shit.
I would 100% promise me any increase in the quality of my career. I'd be like, all right, where do we brand the women?
Yeah.
how many calories are the ladies supposed to eat? 500 a day? I'll make sure of it.
That's right. I mean, keto's a bitch, I tell you.
So what happened was is they started a group called DOS.
Right.
Now, for DOS? Years, DOS, yes.
I don't think you got to this part yet.
No, I was 8 minutes shy of episode two ending.
So,
you're ahead of me. I'm on episode three.
So Nexium had for years had these subgroups that were focused on women and focused
on different
men.
Companies.
Yeah, different companies within the company. And DOS.
I heard of the source before.
Really?
Yeah, the source.
That
is
one
pretty,
I heard about. That one's popular.
I had heard of the source as well. That's the men's group. Yeah.
No, that's not the men's group. The source is the public speaking one.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The men. There's a men group. Is like got like some weird like patriotists or like some weird You're like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's like
it's all about
and
reclaiming
all
masculinity and. Someone also tried to pitch me a retreat one time for.
Oh,
that's
really?
How I knew about it. Yeah.
But it's super genius to Keith because he's like, all right, too many men are in this. We got to get all the men fucking jerking each other off in another room so I can stay with all the ladies. Hello.
What DOS was it stood for dominant over submissive.
Oh, boy.
I did not get to that part. This
and and what it was these women basically were like, we're going to start a secret society of women who are like the Freemasons, and we're going to change the world without anybody knowing that who we are and who's doing it. And the structure of it was literally what they called a master-slave relationship.
But it's also funny because it was born out of Trump being elected.
Yes.
Which is hilarious because it really does feed into like this idea of Trump derangement syndrome. Like, I'm so upset that Trump got elected. Yep. I'm going to make myself a slave to this weird bearded man.
Come on.
What are we doing?
Keith had this idea that women were limited by several things. One of them was their natural submissiveness.
Enough.
Yeah. There is rampant misogyny.
This dude's crazy. Nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, the problem that's holding back women is that they're not filled with my cum 24/7. You're like, okay.
You're like, oh, God. Yeah,
he thought they had a princess syndrome and they were not willing to be dominant and they were sort of naturally submissive. So the goal was like, you're going to be a master and you're going to recruit slaves. And your slaves are also going to recruit slaves, and you'll be a grandmaster.
Don't worry, I'm not jerking. I know it seems like I'm jerking off while I describe this to you, but I'm not jerking off. I'm dominating my penis, which is what you're going to be doing to your slaves. Yeah. Now, listen, it's all a thing that you're going to.
Also, on the up and up.
I came anyway. We'll start the meeting.
So what happened was is that you're grinding along the company with your sash. You got one stripe. You're trying to get to three stripes, so you go to the next color. And
they
all
kept
of a sudden,
stripes, which is hilarious.
You see, like Susie,
you got to get 19 stripes.
Sorry. Susie comes in one day, and she's like striped to the max. You know what I mean? Like they're like, how did Susie? Like I'm the top salesperson in this region. How did Susie get like a 1-1?
Oh.
And they're like, and someone's like, well, look, I'll talk to you about it if you're willing to have this conversation.
Oh shit!
But it's going to be a real honest, tough conversation. And like, do you trust me? Yes. They're like, are you willing to do whatever I say? Yes. He's like, well, we have a secret group of women who are out to change the world. We're like the Freemasons, but you would be my slave and my master. Those are just terms, but
and you have to tell me the worst thing you've ever done.
You have to give me the deeds to your house, right? Where we own your house. Like we could basically financially wreck you, or give us compromising information. And one woman was like, I don't have any dirty, dark secrets.
I didn't do anything.
And he goes, just make them up. And the woman's like, so what I did is I got on camera and I confessed that my husband abuses me and my child.
Oh,
and it was complete lies.
Holy
shit. That's fucked. And you're
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the poor husband's like, what did you do to me?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
I let you join this club because you said you needed a hobby, and now you're recording videos that I beat the kids.
I thought it was 90% volleyball. What
so
shit?
What is this? Yeah. You're playing volleyball at 7 a.m.? You're recording videos saying,
we'll talk about one
Junior,
husband
I love
second.
Junior. He's my son.
So they then you join, and you're the you're a slave to a master, and then you try to recruit your own slaves. And like that, it's literally like a master slave relationship. You're like, you're gonna pick up my groceries, you're gonna do my laundry, you're gonna rub my feet, you're gonna text me this. And then times they just be like, send me a picture of yourself topless. They're like, what? Like, do what I say, don't question.
Listen,
it.
It's part of the program.
Look in chapter 2, bylaw 6.
So this, and then at one point
bust.
they round up a bunch of the slaves, and they blindfold them, they get them naked, and they blindfold them.
Damn,
and
I did not get to this part yet.
They take them over to this is what the process was. They would take them over to someone's house, which turned out to be Allie Mack's house, and then they said, we're all going to get this symbol tattooed on us, and it involves the five elements. And it's like, this is
the
sky. Oh,
they told him it was a tattoo?
Yeah. Well, they told him it's a tattoo, and then they were like,
yeah,
well, it's actually.
When they get there, they're like, listen, it's a brand.
It's a brand. And
holy shit.
So they
don't freak out.
They're like, we're all doing it. Like the women say, they're like, look, this whole thing was, it was all weird. And like women are like crying and bawling and
absolutely.
So
it's horrifying.
And it's like right above, it's right like below your navel. So if you want to like, it's,
oh,
so it's
fuck,
like right
really?
That soft. Yeah. It's like right above. It's where you shave as a woman. Basically.
That's going to stretch out if you get pregnant.
Well, I mean, yeah. So
it's going to get bigger.
What group are you in? What does it say?
Oh, it says pizza in Chinese.
Yeah. What is this?
So, so then they get these brands, and like one woman's like, I just felt this responsibility to be strong because we were these women doing this stuff. And then it starts to come out that like essentially what this thing was as a way to recruit women to sleep with Keith, right? And like at the inner circle, Keith was having like every night and day was having like orgies with like 8, 10, 12, 15 of these women. And like, and then he was emphatic about their calorie counts if you got into his inner circle. So he made them all look really thin, and he had all these nude pictures of everybody. And so these women were willing to do anything for him. So here, let me go back. So here's one thing they did, which is insanity, is they went to those sisters, the Seagram sisters, and they're like, we want to get the Dalai Lama to come. Right. And they're like, okay, what do you need? They're like, we need $2 million. So they're like, all right. So they sent some of these women over.
Nothing.
So they sent these women over to the Dalai Lama's place. And the Dalai Lama has like, there's the Dalai Lama. And then he has these, they have a name. It's like,
do they fuck the Dalai Lama?
No, he has these protectors or these like monks that guard him. Mm-hmm. And they have vows of celibacy. And they seduced one of them and fucked him.
Holy
shit. And then they blackmailed him to get the Dalai Lama.
Damn. Wasn't there a movie about this recently?
This was not in the
Cardi
B's not in the documentary, but it was like, I read it. Now
just some devout monk is like, I just want a drop of that Seagram's pussy, please. Please. Don't tell anybody, I'm just a man.
So DOS became this like basically a system of human incredible. Trafficking. And as
holy
this
crap.
started to escalate, some of the people in the show that you see, the people were like, they became whistleblowers, and they, to their credit, they went to great lengths to be like, look, this is not what we thought it was. For a lot of them, it was sort of the house of cards collapsed because this was
I feel like some of these people are like, I had no idea. Anyway, I'm gonna also inform on this because it seems like if I don't inform this week, you're gonna get mad at me next week. So let me get out ahead of this. Mad anyway.
Well, I did see one clip where like one of them is turning over one of the offices to some other people, and she's just like, I'm telling you this now, this is human trafficking, get out while you can. I know you're going to tell this to Keith and Laura, but you better get out while you can, because people are going to go to jail. This is bad. This is evil. Holy this shit. Is awful. And they're like, we understand what you are saying. They're like not, we agree with you, but like, we understand the right. accusations you are making. Yeah. And
yeah, dude, people can get in your head and you like totally change your thoughts completely. It's a wild thing. It's hard to fight.
There's one dude in there. He was the white, he was involved in Nexium with the men's group. And then his wife was one who got the brand, but she didn't have sex with Keith. So she says,
yeah, that's bullshit. You get, you're going to let him brand you. And you're not like, at that point. You might as well just this have far. Sex with him. Yeah, I know. What the
so
also, no, I know it's a horrible thing.
Yeah. I swear I didn't have sex with him. I swear. That's the one thing I didn't let him do.
Yeah. Well, the symbol they get branded, which is like five lines that have this symbolic meaning
it's
for the
actually
elements.
It's just the symbol for kosher.
No, it's if you turn it on its side, it's clearly the initials KR. It's just his initials.
Oh, man.
Which is really awful.
Like cattle to him. What a fucking. Oh,
yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, that's tough. He's like, yeah it means fucking dominate. I don't know. Don't look at it sideways.
Yeah, don't lay down with a mirror next to your.
Yeah, someone figured that out. They laid down in bed afterwards and like, wait a second. God damn it. Come on. Every time. Kevin.
Yeah. Well, so that one husband, when his wife finally just comes clean, she's like, I think I've made a huge mistake. Like he calls one woman, and he's the most normal dude in the whole thing for me, because he's just like, what the fuck? And she's like, I think we need to do an EM. He's like, fuck your EMs, fuck man. You. I don't give a fuck about
it. I am buying a gun, and I'm going to fucking kill you.
It's so normal. And she's like,
sounds
I think
like
this
you
is
have some integration
talking.
Problems.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm gonna
what
I'm
going to
put
says.
A gun to your head and blow your fucking brains out, lady. He's you like, ruined my wife's life.
Brandon his fucking initials over my wife's vagina. What do you want me to say?
Calm down. For $5,000 a week. Yeah, we can get this worked out. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to shoot you in your face.
Well,
it's nuts.
So in case you're not going to watch the documentary series,
there's still more episodes to come.
They're still coming out. There's five more episodes, and there's five more.
Let me tell you this.
I hope this continues so they keep making more episodes.
I know. Because it's good.
So he got arrested.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if anyone's ever recording me, I'm going to be like, I'm probably going to be on a documentary one day, so I should stop talking. Like, all these people just constantly just talk. Yeah, like, any documentary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
There's a scene where the girl's walking with Keith.
Bonnie's
walking with Keith, and Bonnie's like, I passed out. And she's like, you'll do that sometimes. People do pass out.
Yeah.
What's the worst that happens? That you get back up and you're not passed out anymore?
I've done it. I think.
Oh, you feel enslaved. That's good. That's the first.
That's good. That's
the
if you're trapped, step. That means you're trapped like a rat.
Yeah, and that scene is crazy because it part points to like, as you got involved, like there was this idea that like you only need a few hours of sleep a night. Like you should wake up every morning at 5. You do this, and like. It became more and more rigid. And if you were struggling, it wasn't because of the demands. It's because you had some blockage. You had some more programming. You need to spend more money. And
Right.
We should start a cult that does the exact opposite.
Do less.
Oh.
Where we encourage people like sleep, eat.
Don't you feel better? Pay me. Yeah. I gave you great advice.
Yeah, I think that's just marijuana. I think that's just like what a drug
whatever
dealer
it is. We just tell people like, yeah, come on. You know, to reach level 5.
It's an enabler. Yeah.
Look,
you need to quit your job.
If you inherited $1 billion and you were like, all I want is I want a giant compound where close to 500 people could live. Mm-hmm. And I will give them weed and food and shelter. All they do is just stay high with me all day. You'd have a waiting list.
Yeah,
you'd have a line of people.
That seems like you almost like I agree. Like I feel like if he's like if the goal was just to have like hot women have sex with him, you could probably just be open about it. Be like, listen, I'll give you guys $100,000 a year. I'll pay for every single thing you've ever want. Like you don't have to worry about any like
expenses, and all you gotta do is just have sex with me when I feel like I didn't play volleyball.
It's just nicer porn industry, maybe.
Right. You'd find somebody. You'd find people who do it. I don't know why you gotta fucking build this whole company to mind fuck people and having sex with you. How lame is that?
It's a lot of work.
Well, that's
I built a multi-billion-dollar company just to trick women into having sex with you. What a fucking loser.
Well, but here's the thing is it hasn't showed up in the documentary list, but I went and listened to some of the trial because he was tried about a year ago and found guilty on all counts, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and
smoked.
some of his co-conspirators basically pled guilty to testify against him, but his defense attorney's argument, I mean, it's so stark and straightforward that it's offensive, but he's basically like, look, these were not indigenous people in Africa that he swooped up. They were not poor people that needed money. Like,
these Your were, Honor, this is dumb, rich, white people being taken advantage of. Yes, unfortunate, but is it illegal? No.
He said, he's like, these were attractive, wealthy, affluent women who wanted to have sex with my client and were willing to do anything to please them. What's the problem with
That's
that?
That's so
where's,
crazy.
Where's the... You know, they entered into a willing agreement with him, which happens all the time, every day with couples. He just was
like with Comcast or anybody.
It's
really.
Just weird because it's like it is funny because it is like all it's like on one hand it's like very sad and tragic because like you never want to see people get taken advantage of. But if you're gonna pick a group of people to get taken advantage of, it is hilarious that it's rich white people.
Yeah,
it's just like rich white people like who don't have like. Real problems that then have to manufacture the problems in their head and then need to go to a fucking a retreat to talk about like, sometimes I feel this deep sense of emptiness. It's like, it's because you're the heir to the mayonnaise fortune and you're rich for no reason. And you've done nothing with your life and added value to society in no way other than just being born. And that's where that emptiness is coming from. You're like, no, I think it's because I need to talk to somebody about my integrations. You're like, God damn it.
Damn it.
God damn it.
Well, the attorney also basically plays the chauvinism card, which is also funny because he's like, there are African-American fraternities all over the country that brand their brothers as part of the ritual process. Why, when women do it, is it suddenly a problem? He's like, it's like we have this damsel in distress idea that anytime a woman has sex with a man, it's somehow his fault. And that was really like their defense, which obviously didn't work.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah. My attorney, Ben Shapiro, will now like to make closing arguments. I believe that women are not victims here. They actually wanted to fuck him.
Well, that was one of his things.
You're guilty. Like, goodbye.
That was one of his key beliefs is that when anyone complained, he would say, like, this is part of your victim complex. You always
like
have.
It's like the second or third tenet of the,
it is.
Rules. It's
it
hilarious.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, red flags, man. Red flags abound.
I have a feeling that as he gets sentenced and more of this comes out, that we might revisit this. But it's in a way, I know it's not really a conspiracy, but one of the things I read, the New York Times broke the story on this in 2017, which led to the arrest and the prosecution. And one of the things they said in the most recent article about it is that the mindset which draws people to things like NXIVM, they believe, is the same mindset that draws people into outlandish conspiracies that end up consuming their life.
Yes. It's
like, absolutely.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm following the chemtrails to those pot of gold, bro.
If I could have sex with a Bigfoot, I would.
I mean, who wouldn't?
That's what sound of
take me.
Like a woman being murdered.
How big is that?
I'm having sex with a
cryptoid's dick. I think that's got to be a monster.
You know what they say about big feet?
Yeah.
Yep. Sam will fuck them.
Sam will have sex with you.
Well, that's all I got, guys. This is all right.
Yeah, that one's fun to talk about, but sad for those people. Sorry, people.
Yeah, but it's
that's
like
a rough one.
I don't know.
I struggle. I don't feel good for them.
It's really the class thing that makes me not care that much.
Right. Yeah. I think people just need to they have it too easy and they have no fight or flight mechanism anymore. I think anybody
They talk about that.
Oh, do they?
Fight or flight.
Yeah.
About how bad fight or flight is. Like how
it's totally fucked up what he did and it's horrible to the people involved, but it's like when you think about like a group, it's just like, man,
it's hard to have like just rich Los Angeles white people being like, I've been taken advantage of. You're like, well, good.
to your point, you. Shane, is it like the assailing people's instincts is part of what they did to brainwash right. people.
Yeah.
And I know when my family member was in this cult, they gave a lot of money away, like yeah. a lot. And yeah. talking to them and trying to like tell them, like, I think that you should not do this. You could see how much they had been brainwashed, how much they had been that their instincts oh, yeah. had been eroded, and how they that and like when you caught them in any kind of like that doesn't make sense, right? They'd be like, I need to talk to the group about this.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to bring it's this like, to the group cool. and I'll come back to you. And then they would go back and they would have some kind of pat ready answer back to me. So
yeah, we have a friend of the family that like is in Scientology and cut herself off from the rest of the family. And it's like, well, yeah. I guess she's theirs now. This is bad.
Right.
That being said, I'd like to announce a new tier of the Patreon.
Yes.
So for yes, Vanguard. So $100 a week. $100 a week. We found that a lot of our listeners have a hard time making sense of the world, and that's why they were drawn to conspiracies. So for $100 a week, you can interface with me.
Docking, as you say.
Which I yeah, we call it docking. and I'm referred as to the captain. And when you talk to me, we'll be able to work through your problems and we'll be able to solve them. And it's only men, though, because I want to have sex with a bunch of men. That's kind of what I'm trying to set up here.
It is funny. I mean, like if you're a billionaire, if you're a billionaire heiress, I mean, this is just if I'm a
billionaire,
if I'm a billionaire heir, I'm not going into the submissive position in that scenario, but it's like, these women went into this.
Can't rich people just be rich? I don't understand.
No, the minute you make money, you get weird. No, you get absolutely weird.
Just fucking
weird.
Be rich. God damn it. If I had $1 billion, you know what I'd do? None of this weird shit.
You
I'd
would.
Just fly around the fucking no, you globe.
Would.
And
nope. you would, none I'd, of this I'd, stuff would have. No, none of this stuff
I'd
would have
breakfast
appealed
in France and then eat dinner in fucking
dude,
Japan.
Dude, you're eccentric and, now. And then when you get money, you're a weird eccentric.
I have no money and I'm already eccentric. I'm like, I love pickles. And they're like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
This is the problem with Uber wealth, I think.
Yeah. Right. It's nuts. It's like,
Lyft
but it's
is
like,
more, it,
yeah.
ethical.
But it's on all sides of it, though, because you have like Uber wealthy victims and Uber wealthy fucking predators. And it's just like, it's so weird when you add like, because it's like, it's an inherently sad thing. And it's sad when it happens to regular people, but it's just like insane when it's like rich people. Cause you're like, why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah. Don't you have people saying, no,
well, I just
around?
Think it's damn. I think it's damaged people. And I mean, and look, I don't have a problem with people being damaged, but go to a reputable therapist and work through it as best you can. And find a support group. Don't
listen to our podcast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Or join the new Patreon cult tier
guard level.
Not cult. Not cult. Yeah. I think it's, you know, I think it's that when you become rich or born into being rich, you believe in this type of exceptionalism about yourself. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you believe that you need some sort of exceptional remedy to your problem.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Psychology and like talk loop. Therapy. That's for regular people. That's for regular people. They need to talk to a psychologist. I'm rich. I'm better than them. I need the vow. I need
a candle that smells like a vagina.
And as you would probably surmise just from what you know about him, Keith Raniere will go to jail believing that he is being persecuted like all great religious leaders
have
been.
You think so?
Yeah,
do you think
no, I know
on
so.
The
that's
inside,
what he says.
He's not. Well, I mean, what's he saying? But like, do you think on the inside he's like, "Damn, finally shut me. Down the pussy. They shut down the pussy palace."
People never think they're the bad person. So
I don't know. I feel like if you, I feel
think he
like,
thinks he did. I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong. I don't think.
You don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't know. I don't trust that shit. I feel like that guy. I don't think you systematically deprogram people like that without knowing like all too well what you're doing.
I don't think, for the most part, Sam, you are a rational human being. I think we all are. I do not think that rational human beings can make sense of insanity like this. It is a form of insanity that does not. It does not make sense. And I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it on small levels in my life with other people. But
an air president?
Yeah. I mean, I genuinely, yeah. I think that, like,
I don't think that he's like, I'm saying all this bullshit to get laid. I think that he really believed this bullshit, and then it morphed into some idea where like he thought he was like King David, where he should have 300 wives and like a harem, and that he should spread his seed, because the more he impregnates and reproduces, the more brilliance there will be in the world. Or some fucked up belief that would never make sense to anybody who was not insane.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard for me to not think that he's just like some fucking sick loser who knew everything he's doing.
Because that's how you would do it.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm no, I'm just saying. No, that's what a con man does. A con man's like, I know I'm conning people. I don't think he's.
That's
a
what I'm saying. I think he's a con man. I think you don't think he's a con man. You think he thinks he's a prophet?
By definition,
come
he
on,
is,
man.
But he probably doesn't think of himself.
His actions are conning, but I think that he thinks that he's. I think he genuinely thought that he could change the world, and along the way, somehow that included a belief that this inner circle of women.
It just seems awfully convenient to be like for his sake to be like, I'm rationalizing the bad evilness that I'm doing of taking advantage of all these women. But he's like, I'm taking advantage of all these women. Actually, I'm gonna do mental gymnastics to think that I'm making them better by having sex with them because I'm a prophet. It's like, dude, come on, man, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but Ayn Rand's philosophy is one that that you should focus first and foremost on your personal satisfaction, uninhibited by any kind of beliefs that are thrust upon you by society, because those beliefs are intended to help other people succeed and not you.
It just really bothers me.
This book, that sounds good.
It just really bothers me when people do horrible things and then don't have the courage to just admit that they're bad. Like, it's like, we have you dead to rights. Just fucking say you did it to take advantage of people. Why can't you just give us that fucking victory? Can't you just at least be like,
gangsters, right? They're just
serial killers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's just like, I'm a bad guy and I did bad shit and you caught me. And if you didn't catch me, I would have continued to do it. And I would have disregarded people the entire way, but you stopped me. Congratulations. Like, why just fucking give society that, you goddamn psycho? Just why did you have to be like, I'm a hero, I'm a genius, you're just stopping the progress of the human race, lock me up, I'm a martyr. It's like, god.
I think he thinks he'll go to prison
and I'll probably end up sucking his dick.
He probably would brand your ass.
He's like, you fucking branded me, I didn't even see it coming.
You're part of the brand, bro.
All right. Well, I think that's our show, man.
Yeah, nice. That's good.
A long one. Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait for the rest of that fucking series. It's good.
Yeah. We'll probably revisit this.
Yeah.
5 weeks from now, I'm like, guys, I've joined an organization.
Master Sam.
Man. Hell, I'm Slave Sam. I come in all just fucking gimped out.
Okay. Well, look, that's been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani. Make sure you check us out on the Patreon. Peace.
Yeah, peace.